Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this podcast. There are many more podcasts available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you. And a warm welcome to the afternoon show. I'm Bill Arnold, and it is an exciting day around Faith Radio today. We are already excited to hear from people in Billings, Montana. Faith Radio is on at 93.3 in Billings, Montana, so we want to welcome all of the people who have tuned in already and have already sent us notes. We find that very encouraging. Wyatt, what do you know about what's going on in Billings?
Well, I know that they're listening to us for the first time today, like you said, so that's an easy off the front. But
I should use my professional radio voice today then.
We should be more professional today.
I agree.
First impressions are everything, right?
I know. You only have that first chance to have a good... Would you knock it off?
I was like, you should have combed your hair, Bill. That's been good.
It's not video yet, Marcus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wow. Taking shots.
Yeah, I was kind of taking a shot.
Yeah. But anyways, hey, for anybody that is listening, Billings, let us know. You can text us right now at 877-933-2484. We would be happy to hear from you and looking forward to that as we go throughout the show.
But they're getting
today
to know Faith Radio, so they're thinking, who is this Afternoons with Bill Arnold guy? What would you say, Wyatt?
I would say he's... occasionally funny, just occasionally. Okay. Every once in a while says something profound. But as you like to say, you leave that to your guests like Marcus, who we're going to introduce in a moment. But
that's true.
Overall, you know, you may learn a thing or two if you stick around long enough. So
kind of a joyful classroom. That's
there
what
you
think.
Go.
Yeah,
there you go.
With your Bible and a notebook and a pen, you'll learn something, and you can carry it around and grow in your faith and your walk with the Lord. That's the hope anyway. So today, as I look at Galatians 1, we live in an evil age, and we do endure pain and suffering. And in Revelation 21, it gives us an eternal perspective, however, and it helps us find purpose in the pain. Because it says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. So we're going to talk today about suffering and the purpose from an eternal perspective with my guest, Dr. Marcus Bachman. He is the president owner and founder of CounselingCare.us. Marcus, it's so nice to have you back.
Hey, it's good to be back. I know this is a important subject for us to talk about. Not always the most fun, but it affects everybody. So I'm glad that we're able to talk about it.
100% of people listening have pain, suffering, and they're going to go through it. If they're not going through it right now, they just went through it, or they're going to go through it. Them are the facts.
And many people attempt to escape it, minimize it, put it to the side, but the truth is it does happen to each one of us.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with the obvious question when it comes to pain and suffering. Why would God even create a world where suffering exists?
It's a question that so many people ask, and they often think, well, if he's a good God, then why would he allow this? Why would he create it? Why would it be here? And the truth is, God had an incredible foundation of a relationship with people, giving them free will. And if there's free will, people choose right or wrong. And I think that is a strong part of what happens from our own choices and from the choices of others, sometimes even the choices of people that love us that will make wrong choices. And there's also just that this world is a temporal world. And being a temporal world, it has its own ways of deteriorating, whether it's earthquakes or, you know, there's no rain and there's devastation in many parts, or whether it's just the understanding that this is a temporal place, which we often, I think, Bill, try to make this place an eternal place. And I think we sometimes really minimize how short of a time that we're here on this earth.
We are citizens of another kingdom.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's our hope.
Yeah.
That's the eternal hope. I always think of Jesus saying he prepares a place for us, and what a place it will be, an eternal place for us.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Marcus Bachman is my guest. Marcus, when I look at Psalm 34:18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Isn't that comforting?
Certainly there's someone listening that's had that kind of day.
Yes.
And they're in that place right now.
Yes.
And is it consolation to know the Lord is close to them?
Isn't that precious? I mean, if we understand that verse, particularly when we're having a very difficult time, how kind it is. God understands. Jesus, his only son, understood lived suffering. And being a man of suffering, as he relates to those of us that go through that, that are in a place of being brokenhearted, it's a very precious response that he gives to us. Mm. What kindness, what empathy, and how close he is.
And Marcus, when we spend time in Psalms, we're going to get a lot of opportunities to find comfort.
Yeah.
When I look at 138 verse 3, it says, when I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me.
Mm.
So there are so many promises. There's so much inspiration. And we can be stuck in our pain and suffering for long periods of time.
You know, there is certainly a place of being in that season. And I'm not saying that it's a one-time season. It can be several seasons for us. For some of us, the depth of loss seems like for a very long period of time. And that's a long period of pain and suffering. And it is. We have reason to have that in our lives. We need to have balance in our lives. We need to think in terms of other areas of our life that we can be grateful for and thankful for. But we also need to embrace suffering. I think that in this world, we find ourselves trying to escape it, minimize it, trying to put it in a little box and put it away and not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to categorize too much of men versus women, but men are known for compartmentalizing, for putting this away. And I think that's a very dangerous thing. But the good news is the culture is changing in being able to express oneself. I think the culture says, you know what, men? It's okay. You can talk about this. There are men's groups and there are support groups and, you know, churches all over. There's grief share groups. That's become one of the most popular ways for people to unload, to be able to know that I'm not the only one. There's a great deal of understanding each other in that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've really opened in many ways. I mean, obviously, I'm a counselor and have a counseling agencies, but the fact is, the culture has said it is okay. You can talk, you can share, and you can get through this. And suffering is something that needs to be expressed and opened up.
Mm-hmm. Marcus, if I come into your counseling office, do I need to have my words well-crafted, or can I just come in with raw pain?
Oh, raw pain.
Okay.
As you are. And you don't even have to be able to, you know, Bill, this is going to sound strange. Some people think, I don't even know how to, where do I begin?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay not to even use a lot of words. You know, we're tender, we're careful, we want to show the person when they're ready, they can talk about, we may have to talk about some other things
right, but
before we get to the hurt.
But you know how to draw that out.
I think
a good counselor can do that.
I think we do, yes. And you know, I've been doing this for 40-some years, and every day that I have an opportunity to talk with someone, I always say to myself, this is such a privilege to do this. This isn't work. This is a ministry. This is the fact that I get to go along someone's faith journey. I get to go along even the hard, dark sides of a person's life. This will produce fruit as we eventually get through it. And That's the hope that we have. I do think that the understanding that when God can use the suffering of mankind to produce that perseverance. And that perseverance turns to hope. And that perseverance of working it through is a healing process.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Marcus Bachmann is my guest. We're talking today about pain and suffering. I know you've gone through it. Maybe you're in the middle of it right now. But we're going to look at it today from an eternal perspective. So, Marcus, what does God want us to do with our pain?
Well, I think the first step is to be honest, not to deny it, not to minimize it, not to put it in a box. I think what he wants us to do with it is to be real. And if we're real about it, then we're real about it speaking to him. He knows already our thoughts. He already knows our feelings. If we're angry, if we're hurt, if we're overwhelmed, then we need to speak that to God. And I think we also then need to listen and stay quiet. And it is such strength for us to be able to read God's word during that time. Mm. We may not feel like it because we're hurting. We've been wounded. But we need to as much as possible. And maybe we're not ready the first day or week or month. You know, I don't want to put a timetable on that. I don't want to give an excuse. But I think it's really important for us to be able to try to sit before God, speak to him, be honest about it, read his word. And then I think it's really important for us to be able to share with somebody that we are hurting. Something has devastated us, and we need to be able to tell our story.
Mm-hmm. Marcus, when you are in the middle of pain and suffering, for many people, an instinct may be to withdraw from God because of fear or anxiety, or they're just overwhelmed with their own pain and suffering. But God invites us to draw near to him.
Yes.
Not to withdraw from him.
Yeah. And you know, Bill, there are people that become very angry at God.
Oh,
they blame God. They
read
say,
the Psalms.
Where were you? Why were you? Why wasn't I across that bridge when it collapsed? Why didn't you give me 30 more seconds, God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of those, if I only would have been there or could have done something different, or why was I in the place where I got physically hurt? I didn't have to be there. And so there can be a lot of, yes, I don't want to minimize the fear and the angst, but there also can be the other side of really being angry, so hurt at God that we don't want to even speak. As a matter of fact, we would like to say something, and we know that what's going to come out is going to be pretty tough language,
mm-hmm.
and God can handle even that.
Yeah, but if we draw near to him, Marcus, we will then experience his peace and his healing and his closeness, because the Bible really doesn't instruct us to suppress our pain, does it?
Exactly.
It just instead we can say to God, what do you want me to do with this?
Yeah.
Because everything should have purpose.
Yes.
And that's sometimes a hard pill to swallow. But
and what a difference that makes, that we would say to ourselves, he's my father. He is my loving father. So I need to draw near to a loving father. If we know him, see, Bill, if we don't know him as a loving father, I can see why we wouldn't draw close to him. If we don't understand the love of Christ, that he really, sincerely loves us, then I would hesitate if I were that person. Why would I go to someone who I don't understand, who I don't know that I can trust? And so even in the midst of that, you know, we can either draw close or we can draw further apart. And that's the freedom of human will. And I really do believe that for those of us that can already have a relationship with Christ, then it becomes more natural for us to draw near, and he draws near to us.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Marcus Bachmann and I today are discussing pain and suffering in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Maybe you have suffered for a little while. Maybe you are suffering right now. Do you have a question about suffering for Dr. Marcus Bachmann? You can text it over right now, 877-933-2484. Again, 877-933-2484. Unless you live in Billings, Montana, then you have no pain or suffering, because there day one on the Faith Radio Network, and we're so glad you're with us. And David just wrote in, Marcus, and said, Marcus sounds like he is so easy to talk to. I wish I could meet him this side of eternity.
Oh, well, that would be my honor.
Yeah.
That's, again, it's such a pleasure. Just think, I mean, everybody can choose their vocations, but the vocation that God has called me to is one I am humbled and thankful that I really have an opportunity to be on the inside of someone's private world.
Yeah.
And hold it confidential, and that person can feel safe that it will never go anywhere. But just think, we can unravel, we can undo some of the thinking patterns that are destroying us, or conflicting with God's word, or needing to have an eternal perspective.
Mm.
And that is truly a privilege to walk alongside. So thank you for that comment.
Yeah, I appreciate your commitment to confidentiality. I assume you don't talk in your sleep.
You know, I do talk in my sleep.
All right, so much for the confidentiality. All right.
Last night it was about, I don't know, someone overcharged me something in the grocery store. That was
no, actually, they didn't. You paid regular prices. All right, Dr. Marcus Bachman is my guest. If you have a question about suffering, let me know what it is, 877-933-2484.
I'm Carmen LaBurge, host of Mornings with Carmen. I love a good story, don't you? I love a good love story, a good mystery, a good travel log. I love a good turnaround story, or a story that begins once upon a time and ends with happily ever after. So what's your story? Specifically, your Jesus story. What difference does Jesus make in your life? Could you tell it as a love story or a rescue story? However you tell it, trust me, we want to hear it. We love a good story. Connecting faith to life, Faith Radio.
Welcome to the afternoon show with me. I'm Bill Arnold. I've got a special guest, Dr. Marcus Bachman, in studio, and we just want to once again say hello and welcome to all of our new listeners in Billings, Montana, who'd be listening on 93.3 FM. Glad to have you. So we're talking today with Marcus about pain and suffering, and which is not an easy topic. But I know there's benefits of suffering, even though that's a hard thing to say, Marcus.
Yes, you know, we were talking about, I shared about perseverance. I actually found the Bible verse that fits what that's all about. Romans 5, verse 3 through 5, if I may go ahead.
Please.
But we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. I think that's incredibly important for us to understand suffering and how it really, no one wants to go through the tough assignment of having to work out physically, emotionally, but especially the pain and suffering. But if we put it in right perspective, if we lay it before the cross, if we understand that God is a compassionate, loving Father, that Jesus relates to our suffering, and we can bring it before Him and ask Him to do the work, then we can see that perseverance will develop strong quality character. And character like that lets us see the world besides ourselves and into the future and into His hands, which gives us hope. That is a fantastic way to look at what suffering can be in our lives.
That's a beautiful little monologue there.
I just kept going. I don't.
No, I'm saying that was really good. I thought that was insightful and well crafted.
But isn't it true, Bill?
Yes.
I mean, really. I mean, I you know, no one likes this kind of stuff about. No one wants. Oh, I think today give me a few cups of suffering. You know.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, why would we be surprised? First of all, why would there be any sense that? Wait a minute. Jesus suffered. We are in the likeness, in His image, in His path. We follow baptism in His path. We follow communion in His path. And in all of that, He suffered. Why wouldn't suffering be a part of our lives? I just think that if we understand that that is inevitable, which it is, I mean, There shouldn't be too much of an argument about that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it depends on, I have worked with people who have not accepted suffering, who become very bitter and very angry, and they stay judgmental and critical toward themselves or toward others. And that's the demon behind suffering, because people who don't want to accept and work with and then deal with it in their lives, the opposite of what we're talking about for hope and character building and perseverance and all that, that the opposite can also happen. So as much as I promote, let's go with this. Let's work with this. Mm. Let's deal with this. Let's accept this and see what God has in store. And Bill, then there's the other side of, hey, I get to relate to others who have or are going through suffering. What a wonderful gift that God has called us to empathize and care for the others as they're going through suffering.
Marcus, you're presenting this as a paradigm shift. Instead of the suffering and pain being unwelcomed and something I want nothing of and be a part of and I want to avoid it, you're saying, find out what God is going to do with this and how he's going to use you and what in store he has for you. Is that a summary?
Yes.
Good summary?
That was very good, Bill.
Thanks.
I'm
working on it.
I believe that suffering is a good thing. Suffering is necessary.
Ooh, our ratings are going down in Montana right now in Billings. I just saw a dip in the ratings when you said that very statement. That cost us some ratings. We don't have a lot of people there right now either.
No,
so.
I think the men and women of Billings, Montana are strong people.
Okay.
And the reason why they're strong people is because they've understood the value of suffering. And okay. They've worked it out. These are not weak people. These are strong people in Billings, Montana.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at the ratings. They're bumping up a little bit. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
It's so true. I just say it's true. And really, if we have not worked on this issue, this is nothing new under the sun. Everyone should understand why does this happen? We have a sinful world. We have choices in this world. We have a world, you know, that we can't trust. I always remember being involved in a missions board for Haiti, Healing Haiti, which I loved. I remember going over to Healing Haiti with a younger group of people who wanted to understand what Haiti and the needs for Haiti. It's one of the poorest countries of the world that you know. And you know, in our discussion every night, one thing I brought up is I said, you know, there are consequences for a nation that is under the headship of really terrorists and people who are working against the principles of God's word. These people do not value the principles of God's word. And what do you have? You have a country that is run by thugs, and it's getting worse and worse. And so ideas have consequences. And if we don't live under God's way, there are consequences that even affect the health and the life value of people that are in a country like that. So there's things that we need to think about when it comes to suffering. Suffering isn't always something that happens to us because we have created it. It can definitely be from a system, an employer, a person who we trusted and decided they were going to have an affair, or multiple reasons. Someone switched, didn't give us the right medication in the hospital, and we've been affected by life. A lot of things that we have no control over. And yet we have to have a reckoning with suffering. Whether it was done wrong in our life, we had nothing to do with it, and whether it was something that we did on our own, through our own choices, and destroyed our bodies or destroyed a relationship or did something to us by our own doing. That is something we have to come to a reckoning with.
Mm-hmm.
And God, in his grace, in his truth, wants us to look in the mirror and say, I paid the price. I fully accept you. That doesn't mean that there aren't consequences to our sins. That doesn't mean that we can just skip along and say, ah, I'll do this again. It means that we come to know and love and obey and follow the Savior that loves us. And I just realized I'm starting to preach again.
No, it's good. It's really good stuff. And I really appreciate it. So let me ask you this, because this is a tricky question as a person who is a counselor. When I talk about pain and suffering, at what point should I talk about it? And at what point should I refrain from talking about it? Because if you're amongst your friends and your buddies and your siblings and you're saying, oh, I've got this pain and suffering again, can I cut some of my pain and suffering in half by not talking about it?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Okay.
I'm going to answer it with a principle called manners.
Oh, okay.
I know that's probably a unique way of saying it, but I think that if I'm in a group, and I've really had something devastating happen, and it's a small group that I know and that I trust, it's all right to share the story. Of course it is, in the right place. But if I'm going to share that story week after week after week after week, I have really lost a sense of, wait a minute, this isn't a group that's all about me. This is a group where we share for everybody, and everyone needs to have their opportunity to talk, to give their ideas. I shouldn't be so focused on my own. I need to find one person, a faithful friend, a counselor, that I can really pour this story into and work it through. But I think we need to be filled with some manners, some respect of other people's time and the needs of other people, and not have super focus on me in a setting that needs to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Dr. Marcus Bachman is my guest. We're going to take a little break, but do you have a question about suffering? Please send it over by the text 877-933-2484. Maybe you can look in your rearview mirror and you've gone through a season of suffering and you have seen a benefit as a result of that suffering. Would you be willing to share that? How suffering has been a benefit for you? I'd also love to hear that. So a couple of options. Do you have a question about suffering? And how has suffering been a benefit for you? So we can share that among all the listeners, including the ones in Billings, Montana, listening at 93.3. Welcome. We'll be right back with Dr. Marcus Bachman. You can learn more about him and his amazing team at counselingcare.us.
It's the afternoon show with Bill Arno. Prime time, drive time. Let's get it started. Jump in your car. Yay! What's for dinner? Hey! It's the afternoon show with Bill Arno.
And welcome to every listener anywhere from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul to Sarasota, Florida, all the way to Billings, Montana, where they might be listening today on 93.3. Today's their first day. Glad to have you on board the Faith Radio Network. Dr. Marcus Bachman is my guest. We're talking about pain and suffering. Marcus, you know, if we watch any television and we are presented with a million reasons that every day life should be fun and should be kind of party-esque and the best vacations, the finest of everything, and that does not seem representative of this pain and suffering you've been talking about this hour.
Well, it certainly seems like, wouldn't that be why we would escape suffering if life is supposed to be on a beach? And, hey, I'm not against a beach. I like to go to the beach. But, you know, if that's the message and if that's the programming, and really it motivates people to think in terms that, you know what? We don't have time for suffering. As a matter of fact, let's put it in a box. Let's have our bad day, but let's go on. Let's keep it to a minimum. And so I think in a lot of ways, our culture has done a disservice. I've often shared the story of my parents being from immigrants from Switzerland. And when they had a loss in the family would wear black. They'd wear black. And they'd have that on for months, up to a year, because the people that would see that there's a person that's wearing black, it's because they've gone through a significant loss. They need to be treated with tenderness and kindness and the respect of a significant suffering that they are going through. Well, in this country, we don't have time for that. We need to not only remove that body quickly, but we need to get over the service, and then it should be back to work on Monday. And I get, of course, people go back to work on Monday, but there is very little emphasis and energy and time given to the person that's going through a significant loss. Loss doesn't have to be the loss of a family member. It could be multiple arenas of suffering and pain. And we find that this, our culture, we just keep moving on, Bill. There's no time for this.
I know.
We got to go to the beach.
Yeah. A lot of distractions out there. And we'll hook ourselves to that distraction wagon if we can in order to get away from the pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Even though God has a specific design and purpose for that pain and suffering.
Absolutely.
But if we don't ask what it is, and Lord, take this pain and suffering and direct me as to where you want me to go with it.
C.S. Lewis in The Problem of Pain says, quote, God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It's his megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
Hmm.
What a statement for us to understand how God is he's not against pleasure. He does whisper it within it, but he shouts to us in our pain. He gets our attention. As a matter of fact, there is story upon story of people who have been in such pain that they finally have come and become broken before the cross,
mm-hmm,
and said, I need you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that the pain is completely gone. It means they still have to go through it. But they've come to an acceptance, and they've come to the Savior in a way that transforms their life.
Hmm.
Pain has a place, and it's not to be minimized. Often we try in our culture to minimize it. But it is, if we read the Scriptures and understand the hope that is in there, in the perseverance, then comes hope.
Mm. Why, yet there's another guest quoting this C.S. Lewis guy, and I get him on the show, okay?
We'll get him.
Book him on the show.
We'll get him.
I want to talk to...
All right.
A lot of people bring this C.S. Lewis guy up, Marcus.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to have him on the show. All right, here's a couple comments from listeners. When I got COVID in 2020, I was down and out for a month with residual effects for 2 years. My last resort, I reached out to God and begged him to help me. It was the most meaningful suffering I've ever experienced. I'm getting closer to him every day.
Oh, meaningful.
I love the word.
And I'm getting closer to him. He's talking about almost a holiness that happens, an understanding that the spiritual world is real, and he's come to a place that he's relationally closer. He's changed from the inside out. This is not just a COVID response. This is an internal, spiritual, emotional response for this man. And what a beautiful testimony in the midst of the ugliness of COVID.
Yeah. How about this one, Dr. Marcus Bachman? This comment was sudden loss of a loved one due to the carelessness of two other people caused me to focus on the depth of forgiveness I have through Christ. This focus enabled me to reach a point of forgiveness and give the desire for justice to God.
Oh, what a maturity in that writing. What a response to understand forgiveness.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the typical person would have a vengeance. And there's nothing wrong with having justice to be understood in a situation. But a person often like that can turn to bitterness and absolute unresolve because, you know, there is carelessness, unnecessary carelessness in the suffering or in the sudden death. And anyone who's experienced someone who has suddenly died, you know, we our emotions and our thoughts go in so many different ways because we feel like it should never have happened.
Mm-hmm.
We think, how could this tragedy happen? And this person, this person, even though there may never be answers to all the questions, this person has turned to the tenderness of forgiveness, the redeeming, powerful message of forgiveness. I mean, that's a beautiful faith story right there.
That's very powerful. In hour two today, Ken Samples is joining me. He's from reasons.org, and we're talking about, is God good all the time? So it really ties beautifully into this discussion today, because we think if this loss, which was sudden and devastating, if it happened, why? Isn't God good all the time? This doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah. Well, again, without knowing the full story, the carelessness of some other individual or individuals, you know, that's a choice too. You know, that happens because, you know, people weren't guarded or did what they were supposed to. So there is so much that occurs that we do wonder, why does God allow this? And yet, if we look at it from an eternal perspective, from the perspective of, okay, God, I'm not guaranteed that all things will work out in the way that I think that they should work out. I may pray that way, but you know what? I may have a son or a grandson or granddaughter that will go a wayward way, that they'll be confused about their identity, that they'll be lost in the world and the culture that is calling their name in many ways. That is not guaranteed that we will have all of our family members being delivered of illnesses and having a long life until they're 96 years old. We don't have any of those guarantees, but we do know that in the suffering on this world while we are here, as we turn them over, and I don't want to talk Pollyanna because when suffering happens, Bill, I mean, I witness it in my office. I have seen this where there is a crying out and an emotional suffering that people pour their hearts out, and that can go on for quite some season. It's no easy task. Just think of those people in Ukraine who are doing life by a loss of so many of their loved ones, who never know when will the next attack come. Or we look at what has happened October in Israel, and to think of how absolutely ravaging what happened to the people that they loved. Those are not small things that people can just get over. But there is a principles that do work, and that is we need to not pretend and accept what's going on, and we may not fully understand it. We may not get all of our questions answered, but I do believe that as we turn it over to God, God does a work in our life. He is kind and he's patient, and he does internal changes, and he does develop our character, and he does work on us forgiving the wrong in this world. And we have a plan. The plan that he has for us is so much of a better plan, and that's what we need to follow. I know I'm going on, Bill.
So that's the whole point of being on the show, is for you to go on. That's why you're the guest, Marcus. But God has a plan for your pain, no question, and he has information about your life that you don't have, so it's important to trust him. You think of Mary and Martha, how upset they were that Jesus didn't get there in time to heal their brother Lazarus. But he had a plan that they couldn't see, and Lazarus had been in the tomb already for 4 days, and he raised him from the dead.
That's right. What do you think Joseph felt when he was thrown into the pit, when he was given away, when he was sold, when his brothers absolutely turned on him?
Mm-hmm.
And we all understand that he was annoying with his, you know, coat and his being the special one, but what they did to him and how he persevered. I mean, that man could have been stuck in a place that says, you know what, forever I'll be a slave, and this is it, and I'm never going to look up to the sky and ask God to do more in my life. And he did. He had a plan.
Mm.
And it worked out in a marvelous way.
Sure did.
That story is written for those people that suffer and understand that there's a better plan.
Dr. Marcus Bachmann is my guest in studio. If you have a question about suffering, please send it over, 877-933-2484. Or maybe you have experienced some benefit from suffering, and you can share that with us. We would also like to hear about that at 877-933-2484. 8-4. When we come back, I'm going to ask Marcus how to survive suffering. Be right back. If you'd like to know more about what it means to begin a relationship with Christ or to chat with someone about it, just text the word faith to 41224. I'm back with Dr. Marcus Bachman. Today we're talking about pain and suffering. God has a plan for that pain and suffering. And we would just want to frame it within an eternal perspective. Kathy said, I have found the goodness of God through my meaningful suffering. And Marcus, I'm guessing if we're going to survive suffering, we're going to need an attitude of gratitude.
That is one of the points that I wanted to share. Gratefulness.
I'm reading your notes. That's why I know that.
You don't have my notes. Okay. I have my notes.
I've got a version of your notes.
Okay. No, truthfully, gratefulness. What an attitude. The goodness of God. You know, we can often believe that we're in this in such a small world and it's just happening to us. Everybody suffers, and everyone's got probably a stronger story because everyone's story is their story, and it means something and is valid. It's not about topping the story, but it's about understanding what's beyond our suffering. And there is something to say about, but I'm thankful. My attitude that God is good in a world that's fallen, in a world that has choices, in a world that has been unfair to me, but God is faithful. And I need to look around. I often will just, sometimes I go outside for my quiet time and I look up. And there's beauty all around me. I have so much to be thankful for just in his creation. I have so much to be thankful for that I have a family and that I have a wife and that I have a home. And the list goes on and on, Bill, that we have to have an attitude that we are grateful, thankful. And that puts our perspective of our suffering in a much better place. That doesn't allow our suffering to take up the whole room. It allows it just to be placed in a proper, honest understanding, and then we can deal with that as also we read God's word. And I believe that God speaks to us through his word. And if we're suffering, if we look under the concordance of suffering, we'll find examples of God's word that we've already spoken about today that encourage us that someday there will be no more suffering, no tears, no pain, no death. And we have faith as we read God's word, as we ask God to speak that word to our spirit. It is encouraging, and it does change us from the attitude of, this is just such a dark place. I think that we need to share our suffering with others. I do believe that there is the value of doing it in the right place, in the right person, or the right group. And it may be that grief share. It may be a Bible study that we're belong to, or we may have to sidestep and just take a couple people out and share your story. And I think that people really who have also suffered are faithful and often want to care, empathize, and listen, and encourage, and say, you know, brother or sister, I've been there too. And so sharing is a healing process for us. And not everybody has to go to counselors, but there is a place for counselors when we get stuck, when it takes us too long, when we're too overwhelmed, when it becomes an impairment in our life of depression or anxiety or obsessing. We do need to go to a counselor, and there's a place for that because we can unravel that person's thought process and work with some options for that person. So sharing is important, and I do believe that we don't want to minimize that we need to confess our sins. I think that we can say our unbelief. We can tell God any of our feelings. He knows them already, but confessing to God during our time of suffering is a very strong and healing process, and it humbles us. It allows us, this is not just about me. This is about what you have in store for me after this. And then I think that we need to wait. We need to listen. We need to wait because God has a good plan for our life, and God's plan is not to stay stuck in the suffering planet, but to move ahead. That suffering will always be a loss. That person that we've loved deeply and is no longer here, of course, every day we may miss that person. That's a normal response. Every day we may have a part of a tear that shed. That's normal. But we also need to move on because, Bill, I strongly believe until we have no breath left, God desires to use us for his kingdom work. It's not that we earn our way to heaven, because we don't. It's only by his grace. But it is important and it is valuable that we listen and pay attention and to do that which God has for us. Every day that needs to be our prayer. So whether we go to the restaurant and we ask the server, is there anything that I can pray for you about? That's a good plan. And anyone who's going through suffering can look at someone else and say, what might I be able to give to you?
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways that we can conquer and survive this issue of suffering.
I like that. Dr. Marcus Bachman is my guest. You can learn more about him at counselingcare.us. So Marcus, with multiple diplomas on your office wall, help me to understand what qualifies as pain and suffering versus what might sound like grumbling and complaining.
First of all, Bill, I've taken all of my diplomas
down. Have you? Okay.
I have. You know, I realized quite a while ago, okay, I earned the degree. You know, people can look at them for what? I don't really need to have them up anymore. If they want me to bring them out of the closet, I can show you. Yes, here I am. There
all
you go.
All right, all right.
Okay, so you're asking about, I'm sorry.
No, but pain and suffering, I mean, I'm just saying what some of these texts that have come in were there was a sudden loss because of carelessness of somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, across the board, pain and suffering.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering what qualifies as pain and suffering versus maybe someone who's just grumbling and complaining.
Yeah. Well, I'm a straightforward shooter, and I will tell the person who is stuck on grumbling.
All right.
You know you're grumbling. You know you're criticizing everything that's happening. It's really important for that person to have a revelation, to have an understanding that this is not a good attitude. This is not going to move you in any way that will bring you closer to the will of God and the plans that God has for you. And by the way, grumbling, negativity really doesn't work well with anyone around you. They don't like to hear this ongoing. Listen, we all grumble to some degree. We all complain to some degree. But the people that are stuck with that kind of mindset need to be lovingly, truthfully told that I am sorry for your pain. I also want to tell you that you come across being stuck with a negativity of criticism, criticizing others, and grumbling. And that's hard to be with. Now, that sounds like, Bill, an incredibly straightforward, almost, could that be a way that we could deal with people? People like that need to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
A loving way, but they need to hear the truth.
Mm. So good. All right, Marcus. Got a nice comment here. Let me read it for you. It says, Dr. Bachman, thank you for saying not everyone needs to go to counseling. I lost my son and people think that I'm lacking because I'm not going to counseling or that I'm not okay because I've not gone to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I am okay. I have certain hope to see him again and I have not moved, and I have moved on from missing him, but have moved on and I'm functioning in life. I'm really okay. With this loss, I can share the hope I have. I hope I read
well
that
said.
Correctly. So I'm sorry if I didn't.
Well said. I think this gentleman, it's very true that counselors are not the answer per se for all of suffering and even for all the losses. And I understand that good friends would think in terms of you've lost so significantly. But you know, Bill, if people do have a strong foundation before this loss happens, they may very well, in their own way of sharing it with someone else or being in a small group process of Bible study or going to God in their quiet time and, you know, speaking to God about this, that person decides, do I really need to see a counselor or not? That's a true and understandable way.
Mm-hmm. Marcus, always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for this timely discussion on pain and suffering. A lot of people have heard this today and have said to themselves, this is exactly what I needed to hear. You can learn more about Dr. Marcus Bachmann at counselingcare.us. After a short break, we're going to talk about, is God good all the time, with theologian and philosopher Kent Samples. Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support. Information available at myfaithradio.com.